Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, January 16th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Higher and higher. Risks to oil supply have receded according to the IEA. And LIBOR no more. Leading today's news. Wall Street will be looking for more record highs during today's session, as Dow futures point to a 75-point advance after closing above 29,000 for the first time on Wednesday. Investors are reacting to the details of the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement, a first step in ending an 18-month trade war between the world's two largest economies. President Trump said the deal restored economic justice, as China committed to $200 billion in additional purchases of U.S. goods and pledged to enhance intellectual property protections. All U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports will be removed as soon as the two countries complete a Phase 2 trade pact. In other news, today's market, where non-OPEC production is rising strongly and OECD stocks are 9 million barrels above the five-year average, provides a solid base from which to react to any escalation in geopolitical tension, the IEA said in its monthly report. Even if they, OPEC Plus, adhere strictly to the cuts, there is still likely to be a strong build in inventories during the first half of 2020, the agency declared, adding that recently signed trade deals should support growth. The Bank of England and Financial Conduct Authority are demanding to see clear evidence of engagement from firms to make sure they move away from scandal-tainted LIBOR by next year. The shift is proving tricky, as the rate underpins $350 trillion of financial products around the world, though regulators are pushing alternatives like SONIA. The BOE is keeping the potential use of supervisory tools under review if banks and insurers do not comply, meaning senior managers could be in the line of fire or capital ratios could be jacked up. Brexit should be a wake-up call for the European Union, German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned in a rare interview with the Financial Times. I see the European Union as our life insurance. Germany is far too small to exert geopolitical influence on its own, and that's why we need to make use of all the benefits of the single market, she added. President Obama already spoke about the Asian century, as seen from the U.S. perspective. This also means that Europe is no longer, so to say, at the center of the world events. That will be the case under any president. Once a bedrock of the movie business, Comcast's Universal Pictures and AT&T's Warner Brothers are planning to form a joint venture tasked with distributing DVDs and Blu-ray discs in the U.S. and Canada. If approved, the joint venture would likely help Universal and Warner trim costs as both companies prepare to launch their own streaming services. Last year, digital sales in the U.S., which includes streaming and downloads, rose to $20.4 billion, compared to the just $3.3 billion Americans spent on all packaged home entertainment products. Shares in ASICS surged as much as 8% in Tokyo overnight after several reports suggested that World Athletics was mulling a ban for Nike's Vaporfly shoes in professional competition. The sneaker has come under scrutiny amid claims that its foam and carbon fiber sole plate serves as a spring that gives runners an extra edge. Five of the fastest marathon times on record have been recorded by Vaporfly-wearing athletes over the past 18 months. Talk about marketing. PepsiCo will give everyone in the U.S. a free Pepsi Zero Sugar via refund if the final score of either of this year's Super Bowl teams ends in a zero. We're going all in on Pepsi Zero Sugar this year and have created a bold, unapologetic new look to match its great taste, with a new matte black can and a black tab that will stand out everywhere, said Todd Kaplan, Pepsi's VP of marketing. In 25% of previous Super Bowl games, at least one team finished with a score ending in zero. Vowing to make 100% of its packaging recyclable or reusable by 2025, Nestle is investing as much as 2 billion Swiss francs to source more recycled plastics to package its products. It will also try to keep the plastic purchasing neutral on earnings through efficiencies. Rival Unilever has further pledged to halve its use of newly made plastic by 2025, as food and beverage makers increasingly come under fire for polluting oceans and landfills. Toyota is the lead investor in a Series C funding round of Joby Aviation, a startup aimed at delivering safe and affordable public air travel while advancing the transition to sustainable transportation. The company already has a prototype with 6 electric propellers and is capable of flying 150 miles on a single charge at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. Air transportation has been a long-term goal for Toyota, and while we continue our work in the automobile business, this agreement sets our sights to the sky, said CEO Akio Toyoda. Competition between the two companies already heated up in Europe after Uber was blocked from operating in London by local transport regulators. Now, Bolt has secured 50 million euros in debt financing from the lending arm of the EU, the European Investment Bank, to invest in ride-hailing and food delivery. EIB Vice President Alexander Stubb called Bolt a good example of European excellence in tech and innovation, while Bolt CEO Marcus Willig said the loan enables us to move faster towards serving many more people in Europe. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.